So we're introduced in Parshas Truma to the Klei HaMishkan, and we're going to try to do a good job addressing or relating to one fascinating halacha, and one that comes up in Parshas Truma, but also Parshas Ekev, Parshas Kisisa. There's a lot of interesting Torah here going on. We know that the Kli in the Mishkan, assuming it's really halachically a Kli, of the most significant is probably the Aron. Salvechik used to often emphasize within Shittas HaRambam and others that what generates and what gives the Kedusha to the entire Beis HaMikdash is the Aron, in particular the Luchos HaEven, the Luchos that are found in the Aron. That's what really gives the Kedusha to the Mikdash itself. What's interesting is that Rashi and the Ramban and Parshas Ekev and Perek Yud there in Sefer Devarim, when we describe elements of the Aron, so that Rashi and the Ramban point out, Rashi choosing one side, the Ramban preferring a bit of another, as to how many Arons there actually were for Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. One day of the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, where Rashi seems to work within his papers al HaTorah, is that there were Shnei Aronos Hayu in Yisrael b'Midbar. There were two Arons. There was one Aron that Moshe made. In that Aron which Moshe made, they would put the Shivrei Luchos, those Rishonos that were broken, they put in those. And there's a second Aron that Bezalel made that went inside the Mikdash, and that one had the Luchos in it, at least during the time of the Midbar. The Ramban points out this other day in the Yerushalmi, the Ramban says that's not the opinion of our Gemara, because our Gemara tells us as follows, Luchos, v'shivri Luchos, munachim be'aron. That inside the Aron, it's like there was one Aron, and inside that Aron were both the Luchos Shnios that we kept, and the Luchos Rishonos, the Psukim and Parshas Kisisa, the Luchos Rishonos were also going to be kept in the Aron, those Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu broke. I want to talk a little bit about a very simple question, which is that the Gemara does tell us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Ches, in Baba Basra and Daf Yadal, and Nachos and Daf Tzadites, that inside the Aron were both the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos. Whether that's they were in the same Aron, the simple upside of our Gemara, what seems to have occurred in the Bizman Beis HaMikdash, or in the Midbar, even if they were somewhat separate, what exactly, why the Shivrei Luchos are going to be kept in the Aron, the most critical, the Aron, which generates Kedusha, why the Shivrei Luchos there also, what exactly is the significance of them? So we'll suggest three answers to this question, the importance of having the Shivrei Luchos inside. The first is an amazing Maharal. It's an amazing comment to the Maharal and the Chushia Gados, Amesachas Menachos, there in Daf Tzadi Tes, that it's a beautiful insight. The Luchos Rishonos were actually somewhat more kadosh and elevated, it's a bit of a debate amongst the Farshim, than Luchos Shnios. Psal Lecha, the Torah tells in Parshas Kisisa, the second Luchos Moshe Rabbeinu was much more actively involved in. How much? Maybe we'll think about that in a week or two. But Moshe was more involved in the Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos were really came out entirely coming from Ribono Sha'olam. There may have been more in the Luchos Rishonos, more content, more going on. And the first Luchos, in a certain sense, were undoubtedly holier, more elevated, and more unique. Why do we keep Shivrei Luchos there? So the Maharal has an amazing insight. Says the Maharal, sometimes a person, the fact that we were once ro'i for Luchos Rishonos, meant that we were once on a madrega where we were shayach to the world of Luchos Rishonos. It happens to be that we messed up. Happens to be that Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. The Gemara tells us like Shabbos, Yashar Koach Shashibarta, Hashem Yisbarach is happy that Moshe broke them. But there was a time when we were shayach. There was a time when we were able to connect and we were ro'i to receive Luchos Rishonos. Says the Maharal, sometimes in life, sometimes a person is not at the highest madrega right now. But it's always important to realize the madregas that you were at one point able to actually reach. And the reason why we put the Shivrei Luchos in the Aron is a constant reminder to Klal Yisrael that we were once shayach to that world of Luchos Rishonos. It's true, it's broken, we didn't keep it, but we were once connected to those holier Luchos that came directly from Ribono Sha'olam. And says the Maharal, well, undoubtedly, if we were once shayach to it, so we're still right now in potential able to get there. We're still in potential able to have a connection to it. In that sense, says the Maharal, it's often worthwhile and valuable to remember what once was the highest madrigas a person could reach. Even if I fell, even if I'm not there, it's important to crystallize for ourselves the level that we were once shayach to, the level that we were once able to attain. That is the suggestion of the Maharal. The Sfasem, I believe, in Parshas Balak has a bit of a different interpretation. The Maharal has a lot of Torah on this, in the Siva Torah, but we quote from the Shulchan Aruch. But there's the Sfasem has something else, which is, whenever the Ribono Shel Olam gives a gift, that gift is never a temporary gift. Whenever Ribono Shel Olam gives a gift, there always continue to be remnants of that gift that Hashem Yisbarach is never going to take away. It is true that right now, the luchos rishonos were broken. It's true that there were shivri luchos, that we weren't able to maintain that. But there is still impact. There is still lingering impact that came as a result of us getting once luchos rishonos. That there's still a shaychus which we feel about the fact that we were once there. That's why the Gemara says Maseches Brachos and Daf Ches, you should always be zahir in the kavod of a Talmid Chacham who forgot his Torah, because shivri luchos are also munach ba'aram. That even if a person doesn't have it right now, there are still lingering impacts. There's still something in us that we were once shayach to it. Mashal mahadavar domeh, the Gemara Maseches Nida and Daf Lamed, I believe, that when we were in the womb, we learned Kol HaTorah Kula. If we learned all Kol HaTorah Kula, so why is it forgotten? So there's a bunch of different mahalchim. One of the more standard mahalchim is because when we were in the womb, it still has some sort of an impact on us. Eino domeh, if it's your first time seeing it, it's your second time seeing it. Eino domeh, if part of your neshama was once had that experience or didn't have that experience. If the Maharal, if they're remembering in a certain sense where we once were and the value of that, for this Tfasemis, it's about celebrating the fact that we still have a connection to it. Tfasemis happens to say that every single Shabbos, we're able to tap in a little bit more into that potential Kedusha of the Luchos Rishonos. That world we were shayach to, that we once still have the impact of, it's hard to experience all the time. But says Tfasemis, a person can experience it much more. A person can experience it much more on Shabbos, and that's something which undoubtedly is important. I think there's a third Mahalach that some suggest. It must be that people suggest it, but I think it's one that is that's very, very simple, and that's the following. That sometimes, for ultimate success, it's important to also remember and embrace the fact that we had failures along the way. You can look at Shivri Luchos as something which is a mess up. You can also look at Shivri Luchos as something which was able to, that experience, move you and inspire you and be able to get us ready again for an eventual Luchos Shnios. That the process that we went through of having a Luchos Rishonos that got broken, what that made us do as far as the aftermath of Chet HaEgel there in Parshas Kisisa, what it gave us the capacity to building forward, that there's a whole lot of a powerful Torah that comes. When we don't pretend like our failures never existed, but we're able to recognize the role that our failures played in bringing us to where we are. And in a certain sense, the Shivri Luchos, what that connects, what that highlights, is not just the Madriga that we were once at, nor is there still remnants of it, but it's part of why we got to where we got. And to be able to be the way that I think some quote in Shavu Luchot, Baba Trevi, one place, it's a bechina of b'makom shabali tshuva om the main sticking gemur yichol lamo the gemara brachos and daf lamed dalet, that there's a certain capacity that we have when you see Shavu Luchos that put us where we are. We are not people who are pure luchos. We are people that in the aron in kosha kadashim. We are people that can have shivri luchos and luchos. We're people that can recognize that sometimes there are failures and sometimes there are struggles. But when you're able to put it together to eventually get to a point which is much holier. If I can keep on darshaning for 1 second, the day in Yerushalmi that there are two different aronos, one with luchos, one with shivri luchos. So the one with luchos, the Yerushalmi says, stayed in Oal Moed. The shivri luchos we would bring out with us when we go out to battle. Why would we bring shivri luchos out when we would go out to battle? So lechor al derech druas, because the most powerful message that a person can experience when they go out to battle is a knowledge that even if there have been struggles, we can still eventually emerge victorious. The message of Shivri Luchos, being in a Makom Kadosh, is a message which is so relevant when a person goes out to battle, be that physical or spiritual, that there are struggles along the way, but a person that knows the role of Shivri Luchos inside the Aron, knows where you once were, knows where you could be, knows what you still have on some level, and knows part of the process of what a person can really accomplish. So we know that there's a Machlokes in Yerushalmi, Rashi, Ramban, in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud of Sefer Dvarim, as to the Aron Luchos and Shivri Luchos and what exactly was there. But we also know that inside the Aron, there were a bunch of things, but the Luchos and Shivri Luchos were both placed in the Aron. According to the Maharal, it's always important to remember the highest Madriga that you were once at. You had a spiritual high. That means that it's something which you can connect to, something that you're shayach to. And even if you struggle, remember where you once were. According to the Sfas Emes, the impact of receiving a gift from a Bono Shalom is always there. Just like we learned in the womb and it has lingering impact, we receive Luchos Rishonos and that has a certain impact on us. There's a suggestion that maybe, there's something very important about celebrating the role of Shivri Luchos in our lives. Being able to say that it's the struggles and the failure sometimes that contribute and help us become the people that we are. It's a b'china of the Gemara Maseches Yuma, that if you do tshuva me'ahava, zedonos na'asas kizchuyos, Rav Salvechik explained it, that sometimes when even mess-ups, if you approach them properly and use them to spur further growth, so that they can be considered like zchuyos, they can be considered like merits because you know how to use it well. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to appreciate the role of the Aron in Parshas Truma, the fact that the impact of them being broken in Parshas Kisisa, and the reminder of Rashi and the Ramban and Parshas Ekev, that really there's both Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. There may have been two Arons, or they may have been together, but putting it all together, highlighting for us the role sometimes of failures in our lives, and how we relate to what it means to be on a high and sometimes struggle. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.